taking time to change your tennis shoes. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That's exactly what Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg needs to do. Change his tennis shoes. He's been traveling from one part of the state to another and then throw in a trade trip.
Hey, good morning, Keith. It's been a while. Always great to catch up with you.
Yes, and I was just giving you a rough time about maybe having to change your tennis shoes there a little bit. Man, you are running from one corner of the state to another, and then you decide to take off on some trade trips. But welcome back, and again, nice to visit with you.
Yeah, I'd say it's been great. You know, it seems like we always come out of the state fair in August there, and it is a full bore right into fall. We had a trip to India for a trade mission. I've been to D.C. just recently, and then making my rounds across the state here before folks get really, really busy with harvest. But it's an exciting time of year, obviously.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up. In fact, you have been traveling around the state. Get us up to date here a little bit about what you're seeing for harvest. I know it kind of varies from one side of the state to the other.
It really does. And we had some folks that went out and really got after it. They got planted early, mid-April, and stuff really progressed well. And then, unfortunately, I think I was sharing with you, we had to replant some beans middle of June earlier this year. So we'll wait a little longer on some of those beans. But yeah, it's variability across the state. The USDA was officially out with 15% of the corn crop harvested, 17% of the soybean crop. And that's a couple days ahead of average for corn, and actually a couple days behind average for soybeans.
Our harvest is well underway with your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.